40.
Amend fee schedules for tree permits in development situations.
Fritz.
Thank you. This is coming a little after the other fee increase, fee schedules, because we wanted to take the time to consult with the Urban Forestry Commission, the Development Review Advisory Commission, and the Title XI Oversight Committee prior to coming, and that's why this is an emergency ordinance. The proposed fees for your consideration today reflect the expanded regulatory role of the city's urban forestry program in the protection and expansion of our urban canopy. We adopted the urban forestry fee schedule last November in support of the Title XI implementation. This proposal adds fees for programmatic permits, enforcement fees, and penalties and development review fees. Those have been funded by general fund up until this point. Tree protection is a consideration of some land use reviews and early assistance where tree reviews are expected to be required. In the past, urban forestry's involvement in these land use reviews was limited due to insufficient resources. The council has recognized that that needs to change, because in addition to other, like other regulatory bureaus, certainty is required to manage cost and meet project deadlines. And this will, these fees will provide the applicants with more certainty at the front end of a land use decision by bringing urban forestry in early. So I would just now turn this over to Jen Carrier, the city forester, who will provide an overview of the proposed fees.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. So as Commissioner Fritz described, I'm here today to describe the proposed new fees for certain land use review permitting processes that are performed by Parks Urban Forestry. And these fees would be paid by development permit applicants, and if approved, would take effect January 1st. As you recall, in January, Parks Urban Forestry and the Bureau of Development Services began implementation of the city's new tree regulations, Title XI. Title XI gives urban forestry increased responsibilities, including for review and preservation of trees in some development situations, especially in early project phases, which helps prevent surprises and delays for applicants and creates more opportunities for tree preservation. Urban forestry has provided these land use review services in the past, however, to a limited degree due to staffing constraints and the absence of a systematic role in the Bureau of Development Services process for reviewing those land uses. So the new fees will enable urban forestry to provide the services and help ensure that the tree reviews are part of the processes systematically. Land use review process fees are charged by the other regulatory bureaus, and if approved, these fees for urban forestry's reviews would be added to the land use review fee schedule alongside the other bureaus. We are not proposing fees for all land use review processes, only those that regularly require tree reviews, according to our colleagues at the Bureau of Development Services. And I'm now going to show you what fees we're speaking of specifically. So here are the land use review processes for which we would be charging fees. And you'll see the fee rate down the line is $136. These are full cost recovery. We are proposing to charge for some types of conditional use reviews, and those are here, minor and major new. And we're also proposing to charge for early assistance services, and you'll see these are slightly higher rate. That is because the early assistance processes are more involved and often involve meetings and written responses, and that's above and beyond what the earlier processes require. In determining the appropriate amounts to charge, the land use review fees from the other regulatory bureaus were considered, and urban forestry's rates come out at the low end of the range. And other land use review fees, and you'll see those now, we are not proposing to charge for these because these do not routinely involve tree reviews. We do at times provide services for tree reviews under these processes, and we'll continue to do that as needed, but we'll just absorb those costs for the time being. And lastly, I would say that in the future, we'll be analyzing the costs of providing the tree regulatory services, and fee reviews are planned for future years as well. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
So the only question I have is just looking at this fee schedule. Obviously, you've set almost all these fees at the same dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's lots of different kinds of reviews and decisions here, so How does that get you to appropriate cost recovery if they're all leveled?
Okay, thanks for the question, Mayor. A lot of these processes, although they're different in the whole, the tree review part is fairly straightforward and of a consistent size. At least that's what our experience has shown in the past. So it's pretty simple for us to figure out cost recovery. It's just what is the going rate for the staff time and how long does it take? And in all cases except the early assistance reviews, the staff time is not that excessive. It's usually an hour and a half or 2 hours of time.
Okay. Thank you.
What is the going rate for staff time?
It's $90.86, inclusive.
Is that across the Bureau, or is that urban forestry?
No, that's for urban forestry, and that's a tree inspector, but it covers other classifications in urban forestry as well. And that's a full rate, so it's got any overhead already put into it. Those are developed by our finance department in parks.
Questions for Jen?
To clarify, these fees would go into effect on July 1st.
Okay, good.
I have just one question. If someone has permission to remove a tree in the right-of-way, how long do they have to replace it?
That's a great question, Commissioner. Technically, according to their permit, they have a couple months to replace it. However, because of our climate here, it's usually less than ideal for trees to get planted in the hot, dry summer. And so in those cases, we allow extensions into the next growing season. So if you take the whole picture, it can be several months before that replacement tree is required to be in the ground. You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll take testimony on this. Is there anyone signed up to speak on this item?
I have David Davis and Charles Johnson.
I believe Mr. Johnson's here. Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I want to thank the staff that worked on this and encourage you to, regardless of whatever behind the closed doors protests you may have, go ahead and vote yes and integrate this. But I think it the just basic cost recovery, as you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, is not all that needs, unless there's statutory limitations, needs to be in the fees. In the past couple weeks, there have been people in this chamber who have been concerned that there's not adequate citizen awareness and citizen involvement in the process that this city has available to make sure we have a great green canopy that isn't lost as some people pursue development so we can house all those climate refugees Novick's inviting here. But I want to encourage Commissioner Fitz and the staff to advocate that these fees are actually ridiculously low when we consider the value that is really being provided here, keeping a great green bird-hosting tree canopy in our city that makes it a livable space. And I hope that people involved in the urban forestry will have enough in their budget that they can bring citizens, have some more public forums and get people more involved in how they can advocate for the other living things, particularly the trees in their neighborhoods, so that they're not lost. And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for being aware that sometimes people are distressed that for many months the spot where a tree was is vacant, and for the explanation we got about, well, we don't want to put a tree there, just have it die, especially with the drought conditions. And I think that's another reason we can look for, perhaps even, you know, developers will hate me for this, but they already do, more and more comprehensive fee structure if the drought conditions, which have been declared in many Oregon counties, persist and move into Multnomah County. We're going to need to have financing for tree maintenance and drought mitigation issues. So I hope that we'll be able to put those costs with the developers who are responsible for some of those issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Then this is an emergency ordinance. We'll take a roll call vote.
Fish.
I want to thank our colleague, Commissioner Fritz, for bringing this forward. The mayor and I attended a luncheon recently where the Friends of Trees gave Commissioner Fritz their highest honor and highest award for service. And I can think of no one over my service on the council who's been a greater champion for trees and the tree canopy and all of the related issues. So congratulations. I'm a huge fan of Jen Cairo, and I have to just say that. I actually used to work with her more frequently, but she does great work at the Bureau, and it needs to be acknowledged.
And I appreciate the discussion today on the fee schedules, and I'm persuaded this is the right thing to do. So I'm pleased to vote aye. Thank you.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, colleagues, for continuing to support this important work as we all work together to implement Title 11. I've found it kind of amusing to be berated for lack of citizen involvement when we had not one but three committees that had that heard about this: the Urban Forestry Commission, the Title 11 Oversight Committee, and the Development Review Advisory Committee, all of which are open public meetings and very happy to have community engagement. And I appreciate their service and their advice, as well as the Parks Board and others. Thank you to Directors Mike Abate and Paul Scarlett for the two bureaus working together really well on this. Deb Lev and our city forester, Jen Cairo, and all of your staff, you've been working extremely hard to make Title 11 work, and I really appreciate it above and beyond the call of duty. And we'll be funding some additional positions using urban forestry reserves in the budget this afternoon to bring you a little relief. But even so, I know you're going to continue to be working really hard, and I greatly appreciate it. Thanks to Mike Hayakawa and Mika Keenan in the Bureau of Development Services, who've also been providing amazing stewardship and have been very helpful in getting these fees before council, and also Patty Howard and Tom Bazo and my staff, who it's been a great team effort, and I really appreciate that we are moving forward. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye.